entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
Dave Hodges.
Common Sense. You can't dodge the Hodge.
About 30 to 40 million Americans that have had slow genocide committed against them. You can make a case, certainly, that it's intentional, but whether it is intentional or unintentional, the response of this government is unacceptable. For the past several months, I bypassed the media in investigating this issue, because we know, you know, and I know, that the same people that own the oil companies and control the oil companies also control most of the media. So if you think you're going to get the truth from them, think again. You will not. So what I did is I engaged myself in on-the-ground research. For example, I would go to the internet, find white pages of ads for shrimp fishermen, for people who work in the area of the Gulf in one form or another, who had a business, a tourist business, who might be affected. And I went to them directly and I asked them, tell me what's going on there that you're not seeing on Fox, CNN, ABC, NBC, and of course CBS. And they had a mouthful to tell me. Our two guests this evening are going to provide the same kind of details that I have been able to uncover on my own. And the word Holocaust is not too strong to describe what is happening to these American citizens in the Gulf. Annie, I know you're with us, and I want to welcome you to the show. And as always, I always appreciate your contributions, your research. But Annie, you know we should warn the listening audience that tonight what they're going to learn about the fate and the plight of 30 to 40 million Americans is indeed grim.
Well, it just shows you how much they would take care of anybody in any state of anything that happens, or how they will not take care of anybody.
No, I totally concur. And as I look at this, I just shake my head at the level of inhumanity, criminal negligence that is present in this case. You're going to hear everything, folks, from evidence to show that this was not only covered up in terms of what happened, that it probably was intentional, that even these people down here are being diagnosed with the wrong diagnostics, the wrong conclusions are being found, all for the purpose of pointing away from British Petroleum. Anyway, just before we go to the break, let's go ahead and bring our two guests aboard, and then we'll go into the break and then...
don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people! Power to the people!
I'm kind of quiet. Kendra's got a lot of information stored up in that little brain of hers, so I just kind of let her spout it out, and when she needs me, she hollers, so.
Well, just for the listening audience's benefit, I've had two extensive phone conversations, each with Kendra and Vicki, about what we were going to talk about this evening, and certainly we can go beyond that as well. There are no holds barred tonight. But, Vicki, you have an awful lot to say, too, that I think our listening audience who has not been following this situation on the ground is going to be shocked. Let's suffice it to say, as I said in our intro, that the mainstream media is certainly not giving this the justice in terms of coverage that this situation deserves. I'm sure you both would agree with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Completely, yeah. Definitely.
And Kendra, I know
it's almost like, it's almost like back burner, you know, even locally. It's, you know, they do have some media outlets that have given us great attention, you know. And by us, I mean the whole Gulf region, you know, Texas to Florida. But for the majority, the mainstream media that people normally sit down at 5 o'clock and watch every day, no, not at all.
Yeah, well, that's part of the reason why the ratings of our show are going up, because we don't fear that, and we don't cater to sponsors who don't want the truth to be known. We also have an international audience. It's not unusual for us to get a call or two from overseas as we progress to the show, but I think they need to know, everyone needs to know, both nationally and internationally, that the plight of the people on the ground, and this is what I've discovered through my research in the Gulf region, is not being told. Let's start a little bit with the health effects. What's going on the ground with these health effects? We're told by the mainstream media everything is fine, and I know it's not.
I'd like Kendra, why don't you start with telling him your story? It's personal. It happened to you.
Misdiagnosis,
the whole nine yards, because that's a real personal issue, and it happened to you personally. Now, we've met other people since then. The same thing has happened to, but her story is personal. Go, baby.
Right. Okay, guys. Let's see. Early on, I didn't realize what was happening to me. Looking back, now I understand it. Towards the end of May, it was real early on, I started having these ulcers on the insides of my eyelids. And at first I thought it was a sty. It hurt. I didn't really know what it was. So I researched styes on the internet, and it talked about staph and different things. And I was so busy. I remember actually being in one of the meetings down here at BP and them with my little security clearance stuff going on. And having one of them in my eye and being really embarrassed because my eye was all swollen. And they got to the point to where one time I pulled down my left eyelid like you would to put eyeliner on your eye. I know a lot of women out there know what I'm talking about. And just to look, because it was where I could actually see the, you know, you could pull it down, you could see the ulcer, and it ruptured. So I still at that point didn't realize what I was facing. At that point, I started breaking out on my face, my neck, my chest, my back, and my shoulders. I am now currently covered with scars from this, and I'm still breaking out. That was something that was real hard for me to deal with, and I'm still trying to deal with it. I'm still going through it.
Kendra, what do the doctors tell you? How do they diagnose it?
Right, exactly. See, I still didn't understand what was going on. Well, come July 26th, I woke up, and I had 3 knots on the back of my right leg. There was no breaks in the skin, nothing there before, not a scratch, just 3 knots. I've always prided myself on having no race legs, as a matter of fact, just to say that. But anyway, I was tearing them up, you know what I mean? I was real short. So I had these 3 knots on a Sunday morning. It was July 26th or 27th, I'm not sure. And then Monday morning, it multiplied to 9 knots. So I looked in the phone book, and I was up in Amy, Louisiana. I had already evacuated my children to and rented another place for them and my mother to stay inshore away from Venice. And I called a skin disease specialist with what his dad said over 25 years of experience. I went in to see him, and immediately he told me it's staph. And that asked me a bunch of different questions and stuff, and I answered them all. I knew the few people that I knew down the road went back home, and it's all Flackman's, was breaking out in these knots. And they had went to the local physicians at Fort Sulphur Medical Clinic, or Flackman's Medical Clinic. It's in Fort Sulphur, Louisiana, which is about 35 miles north of me. The only medical clinic we have is about 80 miles. And been diagnosed with scabies, cellulitis, given Bactrim, or some other antibiotic, and a cream that was called Eliminate. I want to say 1% or 5%, I'm not sure on the percentage, but Eliminate cream, which is a topical pesticide to heal scabies. So I asked the physician if there was any way that this could have originated from scabies, because if it was, I needed to treat that and make sure I could get rid of it. I just didn't understand the breakout, and he said no, and I was real adamant about it may be scabies. And he finally, I guess, was aggravated with me and pulled out a book and showed me all the different pictures of skin rashes and showed me a photograph of scabies, and the size of the flat skin surface rash, not knots all over the back of your legs. So with that information, I told him fine, you know, thanks, whatever, and he told me that if it got worse within 24 hours to go back. So I told him that I wasn't going to be there. I was going to be in Plaquemines Parish the next day, actually giving out gift cards. I was really sick and didn't realize how sick I was. So that was on a Monday. Tuesday, I come down. I gave out gift cards. And by Tuesday evening, my legs were hurting so bad that I couldn't hardly stand up. So my husband pulled my jeans off of me because I couldn't get out of them and started counting. And there was 27 knots on the back of my legs. 3 days. Multiplied to 27 knots, big knots. I'm talking about the one knot was from the inner part of my leg, right underneath my buttocks, not the graphic, all the way to the outer part of my leg, literally filled up from the tips of my fingers all the way to the palm, this big, huge knot. This stuff was horrible. So I went to a Port Sulphur Medical Clinic because the skin disease specialist told me that if he had, that he would give me a shot of antibiotics. So I figured I better get a shot of antibiotics. So I went up there, and the lady walks in the room, and she doesn't even look at me. Now, mind you, this is down the back of my legs. She doesn't even look at me. She puts her folder down on the counter, and she says, "You have scabies." And I said, "No, ma'am, I don't have scabies." And she turns before I can get anything outside of my mouth and starts jumping down my throat about she's the physician, she knows best, blah, blah, blah. And I said, "Well, if you would take a breath, then I would be able to tell you that I went to a skin disease specialist with well over 25 years in his belt yesterday. He diagnosed me with staph, told me there was no way it was related to scabies because I specifically asked him, and told me if it got worse to come back and get a shot, but I'm not in his area. That's all I came here for." So we had another argument, and I said, "You know what, just give me some blood work. We'll do some blood work, too. I wanted to be tested to see if there was any infection in my blood because obviously there's stuff in my blood. My thyroid, because I lost 33 pounds in 6 weeks. And I wanted my white blood cell count done to see where my immune system was." So she comes back in the room. She gives me my results after arguing with me to get the test. The nurse comes in to take the blood. Blood splatters all over the place. She's shaking like a leaf. I don't know what the doctor told her, but she was a nervous wreck when she came in the room. So the doctor finally comes back in and gives me the results. Give me the results of the three blood tests. I go to check out at the end because I don't have insurance, so I pay out cash, just $296. Well, I have a problem with paying my way. I have never had a problem with paying my way, but I want to know what I'm paying for. They start reading off all these different codes. This woman got me testing for all kinds of stuff on these different blood panels that they trying to charge me for that I, number one, didn't request, number two, didn't authorize, and number three, didn't get any results from. So why would they give me blood panel work unless she was just mad at me and trying to hit me in the pocket, you know?
Well, that's exactly what she was doing. And,
absolutely.
You know, this is exactly what I'm hearing from other people that I've talked to down in the Gulf, that they're being misdiagnosed intentionally and the costs locally are being run up on them.
I was so mad, I'm going to be honest with y'all right now, throughout this whole entire situation. And I know you can hear me shaking my voice right now because it makes me mad just thinking about it. The number one thing is do no harm. With this whole entire situation, if I ever wanted to punch somebody in the mouth, that was the day. She would say to me and says, "Well, you wanted the blood work done," and kind of wiggled her little head and walked into the back of behind where the little checkout girl was in the front, the clerk. And I said, I was really appalled by this. But then I found out that not only were people, did she try to diagnose me with scabies and another friend of mine with scabies, the nurse tells me, not the one that took the blood, but the old lady nurse, that she's a real sweet old lady up there, but she comes in there with some paperwork for me and says, the scabies were running rampant in Plaquemines. So that only tells me that she's diagnosed and everybody that comes in there with a skin rash with scabies. I mean, I went to a skin disease specialist. This man's got over 25 years under his belt. Didn't know me from...
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tricks that you used on me. You're reading all them high fashion magazines. The clothes you're wearing, girl, are causing public scenes. I said, I'm not your stepping stone. I'm not your stepping stone. Oh! Not your stepping stone.
As you. The other thing I'd like you guys to address is something that's highly concerning to me, and the reason I call this a Holocaust is when you compare what happened in the Gulf, it's analogous to what happened to the ex-Valdez cleanup workers whose average lifespan is 51 years of age. You want to take it from there?
Well, let's see. My husband is 43, so that leaves 8 years. My daughter's 9, so she'll be 17. My son's 6, so what, he'll be 14. Pretty much that says a mouthful within itself. I have a dynamite partner in my life that's a wonderful provider and an excellent, superb parent. I mean, he is just the ideal husband that every girl could ever want for a man.
Exactly.
He's a great parent, and he's one of the most loving people I've ever come across in my life. He's just got an awesome heart, and I don't just say that. That's really how David is. And it just really kills me to know that my husband has been sick 7 or 8 times in the past 9 months. Someone who doesn't get sick or didn't get sick before this happened, but once every 1 to 2 years. And usually it was around the flu bug time. He'd catch it, still work through it, take medicine, and be done. And April 29th, he came home the following day, sick as a dog. And it's gotten to the point to where I think it was 3 times through this through all these different times that he was sick, that it was so bad that he had brown stuff pouring out of his ears. Literally, he would sit there and it would run down the side of his face. So, I mean, it terrifies me to even fathom that I could be in 8 years from now losing him, or even shorter than that. I mean, David's been sick, y'all. I mean, like, he's got a cough from the bottom of his depth.
Kendra, your husband David also makes his living off of the waters in the Gulf, doesn't he? Isn't he a shrimp fisherman?
Yeah. My husband is actually one of the elite of his kind. My husband is in 7 different ends of the fishery. He not only fishes state waters, he also fishes federal waters. We have every permit from the NOAA marine fishery that you could want, permits that are worth many, many, many thousands of dollars, including all of the equipment, everything David buses his butt. So, yeah, basically, that's how we make our living, and that's how we eat a lot. I mean, before this happened, I considered my family pretty healthy. One thing that we ate a lot of was shrimp and crabs and, you know, snapper and grouper and cobia. Some people refer to as women fish, all these different really good white meat fish, and we can't do that anymore. I haven't had any seafood except for one time that we had crab claws since this started. We just couldn't take it anymore. But we do have crab claws. Vicki ate them with me. She's guilty too. But not to throw you under the bus, Mom. But yeah, I just couldn't take it anymore. And then I almost bought oysters. But look, I'll tell you what happened, okay? When I say that people don't understand how we eat seafood, if the month has all in it, we eat raw oysters. I've eaten raw oysters all my life, right out the water. That was my first job, was cooling oysters. I was 12 years old, making $110 a day. So I fed my family. That's how I took care of my family when I was a kid. So at any rate, I go to buy oysters, and the oyster house is closed. So I call up a buddy of mine who owns a local oyster bar, and I said, "Hey, you got oysters, you know?" And he says, "No." And I said, "Why not? They got them at the dock. What's up?" And he said that he purchased them twice, put them in the cooler, and they was dead within 2 days. Now, I want people to comprehend what this means. These oysters, you cannot get them any fresher than what you can get them in Dearest, Louisiana, or somewhere right beside a dock, somewhere close to a dock, because generally, whenever you have a dock at a location or close to a location where they serve oysters and they bring oysters into that dock, that restaurant gets them directly from one of their buddies' boats that bring them to the restaurant. I mean, that's just how it works, because fresh is best. And that means that these oysters came directly out of the water, got on the truck, went straight to this restaurant in a cooler that's right above freezing. And within 2 days, they were dead. Now, you're talking about something that usually lives between 2.5 to 3 weeks in that type of temperature. There's no excuse for this. The fact that they're not testing seafood is appalling to me. They can say they're testing it. They're not.
No, they're not.
No, I agree. And Vicki, are you seeing the same kinds of things generally with people's health in the Gulf region?
Again, it's, you know, everybody's had the flu since June. You know, it's, I've found almost like a pattern with it, and it has a lot to do with the weather, and Kendra will agree with me on this. When it gets warm again, you know, when it's really, really cold and we get that north wind.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
I heard you asking how I'm feeling. I guess I'll play it day by day. I'm still around now, my heart is healing, but something's never gonna change.
That is our district, and I actually spoke to Senator Crowe personally. I walked into the Baton Rouge State Capitol building back in, I think it was June, and he was on the floor with all the rest of the suits doing their thing, and I walked in there, and I didn't even know which one he was, and I asked the guys that were sitting on the outer ring which one he was, and they pointed him out, and they yelled at him, and demanded that he come speak to me. I pulled him off the floor and brought him to the side and gave him the lowdown on everything that was happening with the response and people already getting sick and the area needed to be evacuated. People need to understand where we are geologically. I am literally, if you look at Louisiana, you see that little bitty piece of land all the way at the bottom right that sticks out in the middle of the Gulf?
I'm on the end of that. I am the closest resident inside the levee protection system to the Deepwater Horizon, about 40 to 45 miles to be exact, right? I mean, like, literally. So, and that's just because there's some marsh in between us there. So, when I say that we were out in the middle of this and surrounded by it, people need to understand it. We were literally, like, sticking out in the middle of it like a big giant ship. Us and all of our family members sitting here. And there was a gray haze 50 foot outside the door from the top of the trees to the ground that hit you so hard when you walked out about suffocating. I mean, literally make you sick. I would go down on the dock, and it was like almost like a weird musical with everyone blowing their nose and coughing all over the docks. It was just completely insane. And they said, well, go to your locals. Go to your local authorities. Okay, District 9 Councilwoman Molly Cooper, I went to her. Platinum Spirit Billy Nungesser, I went to him. Platinum Spirit President Billy Nungesser, I went to him. This E.J. Crow, I went to him. Who else are we supposed to go to and say our families are sticking out in the middle of this stuff, and at the least, with the EPA's level set with a 170-pound male in mind, evacuate the women and children? Some of them are, you know, below 170 pounds all the way down to newborn babies, pregnant women, and future pregnant women, you know? I mean, it's been proven that women inland that have had husbands that go to work on these types of responses can actually come back and conceive a child with their wife, and the woman not even be around the chemicals. The man transfers it. So this is really seriously dangerous. Not only that, you know, everyone says that 30 to 40 million people on the Gulf Coast. I want people to comprehend something. I've studied hurricanes all my life. It is a lifeline. We have to study them. We have no choice. We have to understand them. We have to know how they work, how they move, how they build. The Gulf is the warmest body of water on the globe. When a hurricane or any type of storm comes into the Gulf, it builds over the Gulf and comes in and dumps on top of us, usually moving all the way up the eastern seaboard. People need to understand that the contamination of this has went to hundreds of miles inland. This isn't just about down here, but I mean, the ones that were on the forefront sticking out in the middle, they should have evacuated. I mean, it's 9 months later when we got this letter from this man, where is he been?
What is the Coast Guard, BP, FEMA, Barack Obama say about evacuating you?
They will not say anything. They will not even acknowledge us. They will not, you know what? I went to the Coast Guard. Actually, the Coast Guard came to me.
The bottom line is, think about this one thing. I got one thing for you and your listeners. You're talking about one of the biggest, huge disasters ever, okay, as far as man-made is concerned. It's tremendous. How many times in the last 6 months have you heard our fearless leader speak of this or the 11 men that died on that rig?
No, the issues have been buried.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
It's gone. It's gone.
Yes. I went to BP. I went to the Coast Guard. I went to all the local officials, not only about evacuating the women and children. About 2.5-3 weeks into this, we pulled a press conference with the Louisiana Shrimpers Association, myself and Ricky Ott from the Lost and Battered Hospital. Pulled a press conference and went down there and announced it publicly. I mean, that's how I ended up on CNN. I did Nightline after that, but announced it publicly that we had health concerns and were asking for medical mobile units to be brought into the area to do medical monitoring and treat people as they come along. I went toe-to-toe with the Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mabus, literally.
Yeah.
And had every official from every level of government you could imagine in that building when that occurred, including one of the top men from HHS. And they are less than concerned. You know what he told me? He thought the HHS guy tells me, he says, well, if we brought a medical mobile unit in here, and then in 6 months they didn't have the funding and had to remove it, then everybody would be mad at us.
And so that's the reason for not assisting? This is the reason for not assisting?
But Dave, you have to understand, Kendra and me and Joni at CHSL, we did our own rainwater testing, okay?
What did you find?
We presented that to them, and they ignored us.
Okay, Vicki, what did you find in the rainwater testing?
Okay, a prime example, I'll give you the last test that we did, which these test results were from August 11th, okay? It contained heavy metals, chlorides, sulfates,
chloroform bacteria, and also VOCs, okay? And according to the lab, it also detected aluminum, arsenic, copper, iron, magnesium, nickel, chloride, sulfates 1 and 2. Some of these words, guys, I cannot even pronounce. Ethylbenzene, hexachlorose.
Well, let me translate. Cancer, leukemia,
yeah.
Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
This is what you're talking
yeah.
about here.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. How many times over the accepted government limit are these chemicals?
Well, that's what this is what the lab has made us understand from the get-go. You're talking about a rainwater sample, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That rainwater comes in, it lands on your food, your grass, in your areas where your water is purified.
You breathe it.
Exactly. You're breathing it. It's all around you. It is all about accumulation. Okay? When you drink a little bit from the faucet, or you walk outside, you get caught in that rainstorm, or you eat a product that was grown in your area, it's all accumulation in the body. So even though some of these came back under the limits or right at the limits, and some of these were not even on EPA's list, okay?
Yeah.
So when you take that into consideration, think about everyday life. You know, you take a shower. Your skin is the biggest, you know, orifice on your body. It takes in
everything. You can't play in a mud puddle. You can't play in a rain in a mud
puddle.
Think about that.
Exactly.
Now, hold on, Vicki. Let's make sure that we mention that both of the rainwater tests were done. The first one was done when Bonnie came through.
Yeah.
And the second one was done when that, what was the name of that second storm, Vic? They come in, went back out, rebuild, and came back in.
It was one at the right at the beginning of August.
So understand that both of these rainwater tests were done from storms that built over the Gulf, literally built over the Gulf. So this water was evaporated from what was supposed to be a saline solution, and you have all of these different chemical components and all of these different heavy metals and minerals in this water. I mean, doesn't that alarm anyone? How many rains passed by us that wasn't tested? I'm going to explain something to y'all real quick, okay? I have a small barbecue restaurant in Venice, which is a little bitty place with 6 picnic tables. It has a little walk-up window. And the reason that I built an 18 by 30 foot on and over the picnic area is because every day in South Florida, I fish between 10:30 a.m. to about 2 o'clock p.m., somewhere in there, we have a rainstorm. In the morning, it's clear over the Gulf. There's nothing. And then all of a sudden, these squalls build up. I know the weather here. Well, my life has depended on it all my life. The weather builds over the Gulf, and it comes in, dumps on us, and goes up all over the place. How many people have been contaminated?
Everybody, but let me, it's not just your area now. You're talking about an entire region or regions of the country, because it's not a matter of if, but when a major storm comes through, such as a hurricane, comes through this area, picks up these chemicals that have been dispersed in the Gulf, you're looking at toxic effects all up and down our eastern seaboard with catastrophic health effects.
Absolutely. Now, think about this. With that being said, think about this. Hurricane Katrina came through in 2005. They had debris all the way up to, I think it was Indiana, that there was reported debris all over cars and all kinds of stuff, crazy debris, different species of spiders showing up that was picked up in that. I mean, these storms pick up all kinds of neat little stuff. So, I mean, of course it's going to pick up all these chemicals and dump them all over everybody on the eastern seaboard, their gardens, their cars, their kids, their animals, the very air they breathe when it evaporates.
Not to spite, if it's big enough and it churns hard enough and it sits out there long enough, it's going to pick up the oil that's sitting at the bottom.
Yeah.
Let's back up, too.
Did we all forget about that?
All right, well, look, this is probably, because I've studied it now for the past 6 months, you know, I'm able to walk lockstep with you, but I think for the audience's benefit that might be hearing some of this detail for the first time, I want to back up a little bit, too. There's a lot of people out there, and I'm becoming one of these converts, that think it may be likely that this was, A, either allowed to happen, or B, was planned to happen, and certain major corporations such as Halliburton Boots and Coots are making more money off of the cleanup than they were off of the oil operations they were participating in. What do you know about this?
On the money part, absolutely.
Definitely.
Absolutely. They made more money off the cleanup. It was Buddies and Buddies, for instance, okay? People are going to start seeing my videos coming out. They're going to be out on YouTube so people can view them freely because I feel like it's America's footage. So all the footage that I've done over the past 9 months, I didn't know how to, A, upload it, B, I didn't have time to worry about it. I've been busy. So a friend of mine came down and got all that footage, and it's going to come out. But one thing I'll show y'all is down here where all the response was going on, a half a mile over the ledge from my house, we had Halliburton was one of the companies that had the security down here, just for instance. Instead of having one individual that was leased to BP at a security gate, there was 4 to 6. They had all of these buses and these little buses with TVs in them, driving people up and down these little bitty roads to get them to the different offices and stuff. People, they would have 3 or 4 dudes standing there holding up plywood and another one weed eating. They would have, I mean, they will do 5 of them riding and on a golf cart going down the side of the road, and each one of them would get off, and then another one would get on, and they'd be picking up garbage. Literally, the response was a joke, and it was all about one hand washes the other. They're all linked. The whole power
was all about an utter chaos to look like organization.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously, have you ever seen that in action, Dave?
Yes.
Utter chaos to look like organization, to look like you were doing something. Obama coming down here walking on Grand Isle Beaches, that was a joke. That was PR. Really?
They lowered up buses. Wait a second. They lowered up buses of people, brought them to Grand Isle Beach. True story.
Yeah.
Unloaded the people. They started picking up the little tar balls. Obama came, walked on the beach. Mary Landrieu was there. It was a big ponies and balloon show. Obama runs up and leaves. Everybody stand down. Get on the bus. They got everybody on the bus, and they left. So this is
the dog and pony show does not surprise me because that's part and parcel of too many politicians today. But what concerns me specifically, and for the listening audience's benefit, I alluded to this in the intro, that I've discovered that Halliburton was in charge of strengthening the well at the bottom by putting reinforced concrete in, yet Halliburton, 10 days before the explosion, purchased the biggest oil firm cleanup group for disasters in the world, Boots and Coots. Tony Hayward, BP CEO at the time, unloaded most of his stock within 10 days of the, accident. I mean, there's all these coincidences out there, and then I came across a document, and I want you to comment on this, and we'll probably have to continue on the other side of the break. I found that there's a document out there which says that the Army Corps of Engineers is going to evacuate the Gulf, and they're going to be funded to the tune of $40 billion to do so.
Yep. Next disaster that hits. Why?
You know about this.
Yeah, everybody does.
Well, not everybody does because
everybody that's involved in this down here and has been fighting and what have you and some of the Gulf residents, they know about it, but the rest of the world doesn't, no.
Most people don't have a clue, though, huh, Ma? I mean, really,
honestly and truthfully, don't have a clue. Seriously,
most
do not
people.
Have a clue.
No.
Majority,
but, They're soon to have a clue because, Kendra, I think you made a great point. Whether this is a conspiracy to get you people out of the Gulf so it can be turned into a giant oil refinery, they don't have to adhere to environmental laws or interfere with shrimp fishermen getting in their way, or whether or not it truly was an accident, people across this country and really across the planet are going to suffer for this, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Not only
from
dumped into the water.
Yeah, not only from chemical genocide.
Okay, well, I can't hear both of you at the same time. Kendra, go ahead.
Not only from chemical genocide that you're looking at, you're also looking at the economic impact. Think about this. I want everyone to really wrap their mind around this before we go to break. Say everyone does have to leave the Gulf Coast. 30 to 40 billion people come inland. There's really not enough jobs. This is a whole different array of industries, people, professionals, that's going to have to come inland. How are people going to work? How are they going to provide for their family if they evacuate us off the Gulf Coast and take it from us? This is our home. We fought for it for generations, and I don't see any reason for us to have to leave, and we need America to back us on this.
Well, you've had the oil companies trying to get you out of the Gulf for a long time, and I'm speaking about the shrimp fishermen being put upon by these oil companies. Isn't that correct?
Well, we've been almost regulated out of business. That's why my husband is one of the elite that is in seven different ends of the fishery. If you want to be lucrative in our industry, you can't just do one or the other. You have to do them all. And that's all to do with one hand washes the other, government officials regulating us out of business to move us out the way. So, I mean...
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Something if you want to be with me.
stream picks up warm water from down south, not only warms us, but also goes around in between the Florida Keys and the Florida Boot down on the bottom and goes into the other Gulf Stream, the Atlantic Stream. Right, and it goes up and actually keeps, people don't realize how one ecosystem supports another on the planet. And one ecosystem supports another, it's a domino effect, a rock in the pond, if you will, the ripple effect, so to speak. And what's happened is we actually, Vicki knows about this too, and her husband has watched this quite a bit, where we watched the Gulf Stream, week by week by week from satellite imagery shrink. And get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. What's it been, Vicki, about 3 or 6 weeks or something since she stopped?
Exactly.
When did she stop?
Like, yeah, it's along that time frame. It's probably moving, but it's not showing its steady movements that it's always shown. It's gone from being feet wide to just
miles wide to feet wide.
Foot. You know, smaller,
yeah.
Bigger than feet wide, but you know what I'm saying, down to minimal, where it's not circulating the water. It's almost like turning the pump off in a fish tank.
Absolutely.
The water's
so
going to go still.
But see, the Gulf mediates the Arctic air coming out of the north, as well as these cold waters.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't mediate that for very long, couldn't you end up with an ice age?
Absolutely. In certain regions, I think so. I do believe that, by far, not only, you got to understand something, the oil stops this warm water flow, these warm water bands, if you will. And say, now, this just stops, so that means for 8 months, those currents that went through the Gulf and pushed that warm water over into the Atlantic not only pushed warm water, but also pushed oil. So, does this bring us to maybe start wanting to look at the satellite imagery from before and current and the Atlantic Stream? Because, honestly, you see all of this crazy weather breaking out all over, and people are talking about weather that they haven't got in their history books.
Yes.
So I really think that we're looking at, you know, and I said it, I don't know, probably about, I think it was late November when it really stuff hit the fan, so to speak. I said it back then, you know, if it was that bad then, and how bad was it going to be come late January into February? So this month I'm really concerned about people in those regions, and who knows just how bad it's going to get. I mean, if it's that bad this year, if we can't somehow restart this...